special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. It's good to be here. It's good to be heard. And it's good to be honest and truthful. And as of late, it's been hard for me with the current situation in the world and everything designed against God's people and God's design as man has sought to do it a better way. Led by the enemy, of course, the adversary, the devil himself. Satan. And I got confirmation, like a lightning bolt, if you will. And it's through scripture, through my late grandmother's favorite scripture, as my father told me recently. And then the scripture came up two more times in my life, right to the chapter and verse. It's from Isaiah, chapter 40. Verse 31. Yet those who are expectant in Yahweh, they shall rejuvenate with vigor. They shall ascend on pinions like vultures. They shall run and not be wearied. They shall walk and not be faint. We must go with God in all our affairs and have the courage of those convictions because He's with us. Emmanuel means God with us. The name of Jesus the Christ. I'm just going to read you the devotional, and then we'll get right into the show. I also have a clip queued up for you that I think you will all relate to in the current societal norms that are abnormal and taken as norms today. Today's November 19th, of course. Leave outcomes up to me. Follow me wherever I lead, without worrying about how it will all turn out. Think of your life as an adventure, with me as your guide and companion. Live in the now, concentrating on staying in step with me. When our path leads to a cliff, be willing to climb it with my help. When we come to a resting place, take time to be refreshed in my presence. Enjoy the rhythm of life lived close to me. You already know the ultimate destination of your journey, your entrance into heaven. So keep your focus on the path just before you, leaving outcomes up to me. I'm going to read you John chapter 10, verse 4. To him the doorkeeper is opening, and the sheep are hearing his voice, and he is summoning his own sheep by name and leading them out. And whenever he should be ejecting all his own, he is going in front of them, and the sheep are following him, for they are acquainted with his voice. And the producer has a clip all queued up here. I'm going to let him play it for you. Just a short 3-minute song. Enjoy. Do you have that clip queued up, producer?
Oh, there we go.
You're not a woman.
And that was You're Not a Woman, a song just released by Sinead McCarthy from Republic Broadcasting. You can find her music at SineadMcCarthyMusic.com. She's on BitChute and other platforms. But it's the message you know, and I could have done without the auto tunes, and I bet some of you can agree. She actually has a very good voice, so an acoustic version would be probably much better, in my own opinion. But if you could hear it through the auto tunes, she was saying, you're not a woman, you know, regardless of the surgeries and all the pills that you buy, the depression, the lies. These are not women. These are transgender abominations out there. And of course, they're a protected class. It's disturbing. It's revolting. And these state entities and agencies of our government would say that I am the revolting one for saying the truth. Right? Was it not Genesis that said boldly and did not say in assumptive manner, didn't beat around the bush, that he made male and female in Genesis 1:27, and that he made the woman to be a complement and help to the man in Genesis 2:18 through 22? These aren't just ideas. This is what happened in the creation plan. The two are neither identical nor interchangeable. It's unbelievable what's happening today. Just simply atrocious. And it's the enemy that would have us believe otherwise. I'm going to read you Psalms 27. 13 through 14. I believe that I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Be expectant toward Yahweh. Be steadfast and let your heart be resolute. Yeah, be expectant toward Yahweh. And Exodus, I'm reading from chapter 14, starting with verse 9. The enemy said, I shall pursue, I shall overtake, I shall apportion the loot. My soul's desire shall be fulfilled on them. I shall unsheath my sword, my hand shall evict them. You made a breeze with your wind, the sea covered them. They submerged like lead in the noble waters. Who is like you among the Elim, O Yahweh, O God? Who is like you, God, ennobled in holiness, to be feared in praises, working marvels? You stretched your right hand, the earth swallowed them up. You guided in your benignity this people you have redeemed. You will conduct them by your strength to your holy homestead. The peoples have heard, they are disturbed. Travail, it has taken hold of the dwellers of Philistia. Since then, the sheiks of Edom are flustered. The arbiters of Moab, quivering, took hold of them. All the dwellers of Canaan are dissolved. Dread and awe are falling on them. By the greatness of your arm, they are still as a stone. Until your people are passing by, O Yahweh, until this people whom you have acquired are passing by, you shall bring them in and plant them in the mount of your allotment, the site for your dwelling which you have made, O Yahweh, the sanctuary, O Yahweh, which your hands have delivered. Yahweh, he shall reign for the aeon and further. When the horses of Pharaoh had entered with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, then Yahweh God returned the waters of the sea over them. Yet the sons of Israel, they had gone on dry ground in the midst of the sea. What do I take from that? If you go with God completely, he will be your armor, your battle axe, your comforter, your very redemption, the salvation for your soul, life everlasting. It's all in scripture, folks. But today, we live in a technocratic era of enslavement. We are completely owned by these surveillance devices that we carry around with us. And this ungodly food that we call food that we put in our mouths. stuffed with enhancement flavors like HEK hyphen 293, which is literally from aborted fetus cells. Through Planned Parenthood and all their other various means of gathering their materials, the aborted cadavers of the children. They are murderers because they are of their father, the devil. As we learn from scripture from the New Testament, John chapter 8, verse 44, they only desire to do what their father, the adversary, does, because he was a man killer from the beginning and the father of lies. And that's what Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, said right to the Pharisees when they were interrogating him, trying to corner him so he'd trip up so that they could kill him, which only fulfilled prophecy. But at that point in time, it wasn't yet his time. So he disappeared from among them. I have an article here that really encapsulates what's been happening for the last few decades in America, now all over the world. It's titled, Former Israeli Spies Working in Top Jobs at Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. And it's from If Americans Knew, or their URL, IsraelPalestineNews.org. You can find it. This particular article was posted October 31st of this year, 2022. And it's a reprint from Mint Press News. But they have put their people in all places of control over the internet. And they've now constructed the Internet of Things and the IOB, the Internet of Bodies, where they're trying to put these tracking devices into our bodies so they can control us from inside, which is adultery. It is one of the cardinal sins. I digress. Israel's Unit 8200 spying network trained some of its brightest young people to create and operate surveillance tools for the oppression of Palestinians, then sells these tools around the world. Hundreds of these individuals are now decision makers in America's largest corporations, determining, for example, censorship rules at Facebook, handling privacy issues for billions of Meta users, and creating security software for Microsoft. Nobody uses those companies or their software, right? Big tech, in short, is in bed with Israel's best worst surveillance experts. Even one Palestine Solidarity Group has a connection to Unit 8200. Yes, the Palestinian Authority was created by these criminals in Israel. They've subverted everything. They've infiltrated everything. Anyone that is not fully embraced with the armor of God and following Yahweh is compromised because they've been subverted, because they are vulnerable. A Mint Press study has found that hundreds of former agents of the notorious Israeli spying organization, Unit 8200, have attained positions of influence in many of the world's biggest tech companies, including Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Israeli Defense Forces IDF unit, and that's their military force over there, which was started as a Jewish terrorist group, Haganah, Ergon, the Stern Gang, is infamous for surveilling the indigenous Palestinian population. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer, and you can find my video content, my body of work online at bitchute.com/The Freedom Ministry if you wish to see the truth in video format. And please, you don't have to ask permission. You can share the videos, rip them, re-upload them everywhere. Everywhere. I warn you, though, depending on the platform, it could get you banned immediately. And this is what I'm going to show you why. Why that is. Why truth is a dirty word. It's because the enemies of God have control of the entire internet infrastructure. All of it. Absolutely all of it. And that our politicians in the United States are in bed with them. With the Zionist Jewish lobby. AIPAC. Anti-Defamation League, the Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, WINEP, all of them. And they steer our foreign policies. That's what 9/11 was about, folks. It was Israeli-led and executed. And they have compromised Americans most of which aren't compromised, really, but they're just dual Israeli citizens with allegiance to their Jewish masters and their religion, Judaism, from the Talmud. But those who aren't, the Shabbos Goy, the Sayanim, the assets of the Israeli Mossad, they're compromised by sexual blackmail rings, such as the one exposed through Epstein, who was just the tip of the iceberg. This is all-encompassing. It's large. And it's hard to wrap your head around. So I want to give you names and give you facts, historicity, not just somebody's story, some history, but facts, names, places, years, events, dates, and why they are doing it. The Israeli Defense Forces Unit 8200 is infamous for surveilling the indigenous Palestinian population, amassing compromat on individuals for the purposes of blackmail and extortion. Spying on the world's rich and famous, Unit 8200 hit the headlines last year after the Pegasus scandal broke. Pegasus, of course, is Israeli spying software. Former Unit 8200 officers designed and implemented software that spied on tens of thousands of politicians and likely aided. No, it did aid. It was actually the fundamental force behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Before I jump right into it, I'm going to take a caller, Patty in Florida. You're on line one. Hey, Patty.
Oh, hi, Chris. Thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you. The reason I'm calling, Greg, you're making a lot of sense. I'm also a Christian. But I came across a couple of things, and it's a whole lot of stuff. But I really want to share Reiner Fuel Mitch's website here in America, because he split off that grand jury in Germany, and it had to do with Germany's interference with that group that was doing that grand jury. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but yeah, he did a interview with his new website, and I'm going to say it really quick. It's ICIC, that's International Crimes Investigative Committee, but it's the website, real quick, icic-net.com. And listen to Dr. Peter Bregan, who is the one who, like, single-handedly stopped giving people the medical community, the pharmakia, sorcery, whatever, from giving people lobotomies. And it looks like that's what they're trying to do, give everybody lobotomies. Now I want to mention another guy who's a strategic guy. Maybe you've heard of him. It's Dr. Tau, T-A-U, Braun, B-R-A-U-N. And he's like a mass murderer intervention specialist. I don't know. He's got a really interesting history and great credentials, but he's a patriot. He's an American now. He came here from tyranny over there. Anyway, but he's a teacher. He teaches, like, emergency people and in murderous situations what to do. And he's just a guy. And he mentioned two situations that he's like, all right, so let's say you're a Marine, right?
We have a break. I'm going to hold you over, Patty. Okay? Hold over. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Stay tuned.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I just want to let you know that RBN is conducting the John Stadtmiller book drive. It's been on since November 7th, and they're continuing through January 8th. So please, for details, please visit republicbroadcasting.org, of course, and check the homepage newsfeed for RBN updates. And you can call Sam at 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 1-800-724-2719. Extension 3. Get involved. Let's keep RBN on the air and voices like mine alive, okay? And I believe we still have Patty holding over from Florida. Are you still there, Patty?
Yes. Mr. Okay. Switzer, I know I called you Chris. You know, I hope that's not, like, taken advantage at all.
No.
But I just have to throw this out there, these two scenarios. Well, first, I wanted you to know about Peter Bregan and how he thinks this is a chemical lobotomy with the shots. But now this Tal Braun, Dr. Tal Braun, who's a mass murder, like, expert teacher, he's trained, like, people in really high places, and nobody is coming out And what he threw out these two things, I just can't get out of my mind. And as a Christian, I want to know what you think. All right? He's like, all right, so there's a bunch of military guys there, whatever, just decent, God-fearing, loving Christian men, right? They hear there's a mass shooting going on in a school close by, right? And they're all, like, having a coffee or having a beer, whatever the case may be. What do they do when they hear that? They put their drink down and they go. Like a rescuer, right? Like a firefighter. Or what we used to think, you know, of the people in charge, right? You would drop what you're doing and you'd go stop the mass murderer if you were close in close proximity. If you were that alpha male, you know, and a Christian, wanting, and maybe even one of your children were in that school, you'd head right toward there to make sure the kids weren't injured, right?
Sure.
And he says that's going on right now in doctor's offices where they're administering these shots. It's just cloaked under what police backing down, you know, illegal laws that are being obeyed. When with these centers where people are being given these shots is no less a mass murder taking place because they're all going to, when they get the shot, they're going to be injured.
Right.
One way or another, I don't know, they may get the myocarditis or the brain disease. You got to listen, please listen, everybody, to Reiner Frielnick's message there with Peter Bregan, the psychologist who single-handedly stopped lobotomies in the country. Well, that's my first question to you. Do you agree that men of honor and dignity, Christian men, who heard there was a mass shooting going on, would run to the rescue? You know, and they're not going to wait for the police chief or whoever say stand down. And the other side of the coin was the kids. The kids are being directed in schools, you know, because there's this threat that we never, when we grew up, and I'm in my early 60s, you know, we never thought about mass shootings or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what should the kid do, right? They're being advised by, and I don't know because I don't have any kids in school. What, by police, by fire chiefs, whatever, listen and obey. Obey whatever your teacher or the administrator says. And his being the expert he is, he says, hey, you tell your kids, don't go in the closet. Don't all line up and go in the hallway. Because even in the Parkland shooting, they were shot in the hallway. He's like, you teach your kids, you know, common sense. You know where the nearest window is, break it or whatever, but get out.
Get out of there.
You get away until the real men get there and take care of the situation. So I want to get word out to parents who love the kids, you know, and they shouldn't be letting their kids get the shots anyway. It is some medical alteration, transhumanism, whatever. It's evil, you know. But as a Christian man, hearing that, what I just shared,
mm-hmm.
And why people are so complacent and going along. If it was any other situation, we would look at people getting taken these shots, which should have been stopped.
Yeah.
And all the credible doctors and all the credible people who are losing their medical license, and They're all wearing what looks like authority. White coats, right? And police uniforms and, you know, but as a real... With some people with hearts and... Yeah, I'd like to know your comment on that, and I would love for people to listen to those people. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I want to hear you.
Absolutely. I'll comment
thank
on
you.
It. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and it's important, you know, and I appreciate you calling in. I'll quickly comment on it because it is very important, and it does all tie together with what I'm talking about, the technology and everything, because, you know, it is the mRNA. It is everything.
It's everything. So. But and we all feel so helpless. Well, I do as a woman. I wish I had a good man. You know, with prep and firearms, and I wish, you know, but it's like it's not easy because many
I'll
men are.
My wife and I.
Yeah, I want your comments. I don't want to be superfluous. Sure.
No,
thank
no
you so
problem.
Much.
I'll let you go, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you, too. I need your prayers. It's madness today. My child started in you know, going to public school, and I took her out. I saw the writing on the wall. Today, I can't, in good conscience, advise anyone subject their children who they've been given this honor, this duty, obligation from God to take care of them and rear them into a public school these days where they're telling them that they could be a woman if they're a boy, they could be a boy if they're a girl, and, you know, that they're trying to trick them into being inoculated with these poisons, these death shots. I can't advise it in any capacity. Get your children out. Seriously, get them out. It's high time. With that said, yeah, it's mass murder, what's going on today. And I feel that we don't have enough men being men and women being women who would advocate for these children. Who I won't call kids, and that's a hard habit to break, but that's another indoctrination where they've changed the words and the meanings and terms so that you're mocking yourself ritualistically. Kids are baby goats, okay? We don't rear kids unless you're in a farm rearing goats. I have children. We have children. We're human beings. We're created in the image of God, so we have to be particular with our language. Because we do have intelligence, and we should use it wisely. But yes, men be men. Do not let your children become injured in any way, shape, or form, whether it's by an injection, whether it's by putting them in harm's way, by other weaponry or other tyranny, satanic or otherwise. Just don't do it. You can't do it. So go to God and keep his commandments. And all will be well. It's not going to be bumpy, you know, not, I'm saying there will be bumpy roads. Yes, I'm not naive. But he says there will be. But you got to go with him. Go with God. And yes, look into these people. Look into these people that she mentioned. She brought up Dr. Reiner Fulmich, who I was familiar with. I'm not familiar with the others. Peter Bregan, yes, but not the Tal Braun. I wasn't familiar with him. And before I jump right back into it, we do have another caller, John in Tennessee. Hey, John.
Hey, Chris. You make Saturdays enjoyable. I always learn a lot when I listen. You mentioned some things. I'd like to run a couple things by you.
Sure.
First of all, the emasculation of men and the masculinity of women and what have you. I'm wondering how much of that is involved in the manipulation of our food through genetic modification. And then the other thing I have for you, you said something that I came to realize several years ago, yes, words are very important and they mean things. So I asked a pastor one time of a church, how many times is the word human in the Bible, in the Greek or the Hebrew? And the answer, Chris, is it's not. But the word man is in the Bible nearly 3,500 times. Noah was a man after God's own heart. Noah was a man found perfect in his generations. David was a man all through the Bible. Almost 3,500 times man is mentioned. But human never, it's not in the book. So my question, and I'm asking this rhetorically, Chris, are you a human being? Because if you look at the gods, Ugadarn, Baphomet, type in capital H-U, comma, small g god into an image search. Okay? Now, prior to becoming a new creature, we are human beings, or we're human beings. And when you have the new birth, Christ himself said, know ye not that you are a new creature. Behold, all things pass away. All things become new. You regain your relationship with God. You're a man, a woman, or a child of God. So I don't call myself a human being. I don't call anyone that I know is blood-bought a human being. You're a man, or you're a woman, or you're a child of God. So we need to be very careful what we call ourselves. We're not all human. We're not all human beings. That's the whole problem. This is a seed war from the garden on. It is species against species.
Yes.
And we're in the middle of it. If Paul said to put on the armor 4,000 years, 2,000 years ago, when he said put on the armor of God, Christians don't even know that it's necessary. They don't possess it. They've never put it on. If you're in a battle in the Middle East or in World War II and you had your flak jacket and your helmet and your gun, we can liken that to the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. We need to be very aware that the battle is real and mark our words, because we can actually bring, you know, the tongue is sharper than a two-edged sword. You can't call the words back. So as a brotherly correction, you're not a human being.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. Take care.
God bless you. And I needed that. Any errors that I make are mine and mine alone. And thank you for keeping me sharp. I appreciate it, John. You're absolutely correct. The H-U in front of almost anything is... just bringing it to that inverted darkness and what they've done with words and terms and their little g gods. He's absolutely correct. Absolutely. And that is my error. As I literally, talk about using words properly, I use it improperly. So thank you so much, John. Yes, we are men. We are women. We are not humans. And we do not rear kids. We have children. Betats, as it says in my Old Testament Bible, with the concordance and the correct translations from the Hebrew. The little ones, the tots. And woe to them who lead these tots astray. You shall better be to tie a millstone around your neck and jump off a cliff and drown in the ocean than to lead these little ones from God, from Yahweh. Scripture is so powerful and so true. And he's right, again, with these disgusting flavor enhancers, as they call it, being sold to these huge conglomerate companies who are selling you your meals, your food, that are not food at all, the Pepsi Cola, right, who have subsidiaries like Starbucks, Frito-Lay, Quaker, Gatorade, Lipton. You have Nestle, Kraft, Campbell Foods, Coca-Cola, all these companies. And the list goes on and on and on and on.
And I'm talking about what I mentioned earlier, HEK-293, right, by a company called Cinemix. They've created a market for the use of aborted fetal tissue. And you're eating and drinking the cells of children. You know what that's called? Cannibalism. Cannibalism, as you stuff your face with your Frito-Lay chips, or drink down your Gatorade, or go to Starbucks and get yourself a latte. And then look at what these companies also promote. And is it any shock? Is it, folks? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And I do have a call back from Patty from Florida, and I will take your call before the break, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, because I did throw an awful lot at you in my first call, and I'm a little shy speaking, but I wanted your listeners, and particularly new listeners whose kids are still in school, the people who are waking up realizing that they've been poisoned, and maybe even their kids have been poisoned, whatever, we want to save them from that. We want to bring them to God. We want Jesus to save them. But we want to save the kids, right? So would you agree, disagree with what he said? Whether the fire chief or the police chief or the white coat tells these kids, if there is an active shooter in the school,
yep,
whether it's the shot or whether it's a mass shooting event, find that nearest window, door, whatever, get out of that situation.
I agree.
Right, but...
I agree.
Take
them out before the risk.
Well, new listeners, if you feel helpless and your kids are in school, you go to the school, find the nearest exit, find the nearest window, you know, and do whatever you can. Maybe you're in a spot where it's not mandatory that your kids take the poison, but and educate your children, because they're not as stupid as you think they are. They're God's creatures. And anyway, I just thought that needed a little more.
Sure.
This is something we can do, you know, instead of just sitting by waiting for law enforcement to do what they should do, not stand down during a mass shooting, right?
Yeah.
What doctors should do,
you know,
they shouldn't stand down because they're being threatened. They're going to lose their license. In fact, they give them bonuses, you know. So,
yeah, you're right.
I thought that, I mean, it. I've been in this conundrum. I've just got to let that out. Think about
it
in many ways, you know, because,
And, you know, I do have a suggestion also. You brought it up. You know, what if they're already injured? What if they've been, you know, injected? I would recommend something called liquid zeolite. Okay, it's a natural
we've heard that, and many things, oxygenating the blood. You got to listen to this Tao Braun. He's got a thing called copperine, and it's actually, it's an aerosolize. You don't want to take too much copper, but it turns out when you take the zinc, which we all been doing, right, to, like, block the reproduction of the spike protein, which is, like, the hook that the transhumanists get in us. When you take the zinc, it drains your copper, and you need the copper, too. And it's funny how that ties into... These are snakes, right? We've all been bitten. It's in the environment. It's in the food. We've all been bitten by a snake.
Hey, we're at the end of the hour. I appreciate your call, Patty, and you make a very poignant claim. You're right. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
All orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.